102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We are here with Brooke this morning. She is going to be seeking a pardon from her friend Leilani. Good morning, Brooke. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Glad to be here with you guys because I need your help.
Yes, you sure do.
I don't even know what to say now.
Well, why don't you tell us briefly why you're going to be seeking a pardon from your good friend Leilani this morning? You guys went into business together. Something happened. Tell us what went down.
We did. I mean, we were best of friends. She's my girl, and we decided we got to get into this ground floor eyelash company, and we were going to build it from ground up and, you know, own our own world. And gosh, we both put in the same amount of money. And then when the product came in, it wasn't good, and we weren't able to sell it. And then we both lost our money. She's mad at me. She says I took advantage of her, and she wants me to give her $500, which is what she put in. And I put in the same amount. I lost too. So I feel like we went into it together holding hands like friends. And now, I mean, we took a gamble and we lost. I don't want to lose our friendship too, but I don't think I should have to pay double.
Okay, Brooke, you started a eyelash company with your friend Leilani. It went wrong. But what was the name of the company?
We called it Lash Out Loud.
LOL. That's nice.
I like that.
Real nice. Okay, so now as I take the situation, you were in charge of actually ordering the product. So that's where things went wrong.
That is where things went wrong. I showed Leilani what I was going to order before I ordered it. I went back and researched the company I was ordering it from. It had great reviews online. I mean, I guess you can make up reviews, you know, am I right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
So
yeah.
I feel like, you know, I did my due diligence as a partner in a company. And, you know, if we were out there in the corporate world and this happened, you know, they wouldn't fire me for it. I could show what I did to everything I was supposed to do. I connected all the dots and it went wrong. And we knew that it could happen from the get-go. But gosh, I mean, Leilani and I went to high school together. I don't think that this should, you know, break us up like this.
It sounds to me like she was willing to let you do all the work. Yeah, she put in money. You guys put in equal money, but she was willing to let you do all the work as far as the product research.
Well, I wouldn't say it like that because that makes her sound bad. She was going to be in it with me, you know, 100% as far as once we got clients and once we started dealing with actual lashes. But, you know, she's not lazy by anything like that. But but I did a lot of the backup work because, you know, it was kind of my idea to begin with. And I kind of asked her if she thought it was a good idea. And then we started rolling with it. And next thing I know, here we are. We're both out $500 and I'm ghosted.
When it came to establishing who was going to be your supplier, so did you order a sample before you went all in, or you just went off reviews?
I went off the reviews. I thought it was going to be good. We were excited. We were ready to get started. Everything happened so fast. Now here we are.
All right. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to go ahead and reach on out to Leilani. We got to hear her side of the story, and then we're going to see if a pardon can be granted this morning. We're going to work on it for you, okay?
Oh, if anybody can do it, the Dream Team can do it.
You know we can.
All right. Hold the line. Leilani, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Dream Team.
Hey. All right. We've been wanting to talk to you. You have a situation with your friend Brooke, lashed out loud, and it didn't last. So tell us exactly what happened and, you know, what's going on with you guys.
Well, Brooke ordered these lashes, and first of all, like I said, okay, put it on the credit card because that'll have, like, protection on it. Like, put it on a credit card. And she's like, okay. And then she didn't. She put it on her debit or whatever. Nothing was, like, protect. She's like, oh, I didn't want to put money on my credit card. And I was like, I gave you the money, first of all. So, like, I gave her cash. And at least, like, the credit card, we would have had, like, recourse. But also, like, she just showed it to me sort of briefly. But she wouldn't ever send me a link. And, like, I saw it on her phone. It looked fine. But, like, she really didn't do research. And I just feel like I'm the one with the license. Like, yeah, we both do lashes. But, like, I'm the one who, like, has actually, like, done, like, she's done them for friends, but I'm the one who's actually done them for clients before. Like, so I feel like she was using me because, you know, I would be the one who would actually be able to, like, have, especially now where you can't really be in a salon, but sometimes you can. Like, we could go to people's houses. Like, we had this whole idea about how we could do it. And then, but I'm the one who has the license. So I feel like she brought me on to take my money and to use my license, and she didn't just take any of my advice at all. Yeah, she came up with, like, a cute name, but whatever. And I don't know, like, I feel like it was all really dumb, like, trusting, like, it looks so sketch, you guys. If you saw this, you'd be like, what are you doing? And I just, at least we didn't put it on, like, she should have put it on the card. Why?
Leilani, I can feel the wind from your lashes right now. I know your
right.
eyes.
Right?
Yes, they're I can on, feel the fleek. Wind right now. Yes, you on fleek right now.
Leilani, let's be real, though. Number one, it's a phenomenal name, okay? Lash Out Loud, it's an incredible name. Number two, if you are such a professional and you got the license, why would you jump into such a sketchy situation without knowing all the details and then come back and try to ask for the money back? You lost. You're out $500.
No. Brooke had ideas for, like, marketing on Insta. Like, that's all. And I was like, okay. But so I gave her the money, and now she just made a dumb decision about picking them.
All right, okay. You know what? We got to bring Brooke in here. So, you know, we got to let Brooke, you know, tell her side of the story, too. We do have Brooke here this morning. Brooke, go ahead and talk to Leilani.
Leilani, look, we go way back, and you are all but hurt over $500.
Mm.
You got to walk away and just get over it and get back to what matters in life. I mean, you're talking about ruining a friendship over chump change. I ordered a bad product, and I'm sorry. I am. But I showed you the link before I ordered it. You were too busy to look at it.
Yeah,
you
but you, lied about, you lied about the credit card. You lied about it. And I don't even know why you did. Like, that made no sense. Why would you
just lie about it? I didn't lie.
I said, did you put it on the card? Yeah, I did.
It was a card. It just wasn't a credit card. It was a debit card.
Yeah, and that's why we lost everything, because we had no way of getting it back. And when I asked you, did you put it on the card? Yeah, I put it on the card. But I specifically was like, put it on the credit card. And you lie. Like, you, so the friendship is not about making a mistake. It's about lying to me and then trying to cover it up or whatever.
All right, so, wow. How do you feel at this point, Leilani? Would you be willing? I mean, this is your friend. This is your friend, and like she says, $500, you know, it's money, but it ain't a whole lot of money to ruin a friendship over. So at this point, could you take a breath and, you know, think about your friendship with Brooke and make a decision to grant her a pardon for this, you know, little slip up?
Well, we're here on the radio, but for a while she just ghosted me and wouldn't call me back about it. So it's not really about this anymore. It's how she treated me afterwards. So I'm taking a breath, and I'm not giving her a pardon, okay?
Wow,
okay.
$500, huh?
Yikes.
Incredible.
It's not $500. She ghosted. She ghosted for a while, and now we're here on the radio.
Incredible.
Like, it's not adult.
Well,
it's not adult.
We could.
Okay, I guess you lashed out. That's how it goes, Dream Team. Sometimes you get a pardon, sometimes you don't. We're so sorry you ladies did not work something out today, but in the future, hopefully you can sit down and, you know, come to a conclusion and get your friendship back. But that's just how it is, Bay Area. It's your Dream Team right here. Another Beg Your Pardon on 102.9. KBLX, the best throwbacks in R&B.